ever had an experience that was so great that you wanted to enjoy it over and over again? Maybe it was the feeling of being relaxed and completely at peace in the moment. But then you find yourself stuck in traffic or stressed out about some situation in your life, and instead of feeling that sense of ease and poise, you feel this tightness in your neck and your shoulders. And sometimes it creeps in slowly, and other times you're so tense that any little thing can set you off. And those are the moments when you really want to feel relaxed and at peace. And those are the moments when it's hardest to bring back that feeling. And instead of relaxing, you end up cascading into an experience where your thoughts and feelings just make things worse. On the other hand, maybe you've enjoyed some kind of sublime spiritual experience, and you know that it's amazing while it's going on, but somewhere in the back of your mind, you know that it's fleeting and it's going to soon be over. If it was a sunset, then you could take a picture of it to remember it, but since it's a state of being, it seems more like an ephemeral soap bubble. When it pops, it's gone forever. Well, now you can learn to memorize and recall those experiences and plenty of others as well. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. I'm Matthew Joyce of Higher Self Guides. And during this session, we're going to talk about a way that you can avoid the challenge of elusive experiences with the technique that I call bookmarking. And once you learn it, you'll be able to memorize and recall any state of being by simply taking a breath and touching your forehead with your finger. Now, before we begin our lesson today, I just want to talk a little bit about what we're going to cover. Our agenda is going to have several parts. First, I'm going to be speaking to you about the three dimensions of experience and how bookmarking works. And then, after a few minutes, you're going to have a chance to set a bookmark for yourself. And to do that, we're going to give you time to get comfortable in your chair, or you can lie down, because we'll be doing a guided relaxation exercise. And we picked relaxation as our example for two reasons. First, it's something that everybody can use. And second, it's something that most everybody can do. So you're all going to be on the same page with everybody else today. And then once you're relaxed, we're going to walk you through the various steps of setting a bookmark. And then, when we're done, and when you're upright and alert again, you're going to have a chance to practice recalling what it feels like to be relaxed. And then finally, we're going to go over how you can use this skill to bookmark other experiences in your life, whether that's states of being, like being, say, awake and alert, or perhaps some meditative states that you might reach. And we're also going to have two points where you can ask questions and share your thoughts. And the first one is going to be just before our guided bookmarking exercise. And the other will be towards the end of our session after you've had a chance to practice recalling the bookmark that you've set. Now, as you can tell, this is a little bit of an unconventional agenda because we've got an exercise in the middle of it, and it's on the telephone. But that's actually the point of today's call, and you probably received an email where I was encouraging you to read the PDF materials in advance. And if you've read that, you can probably set a bookmark for yourselves just by reading it. But by doing it live today, we're going to be converting those words on the page into a far deeper and more memorable experience for you. Doing it live helps us to access the three dimensions of an experience. Now, I'm going to begin with a very brief story about how I came up with the concept of bookmarking. When I was growing up, I was an Eagle Scout. And I did a lot of hiking in the wilderness, and so I learned how to pay attention to landmarks like trees and rivers and mountains so that wherever I went, I'd know how to get home. And it's a pretty valuable skill to have, but at some point I realized that while I can pretty much unfailingly find my way back from most any place I've been, I didn't have those skills when it came to my meditations. And my meditations were really hit and miss. Sometimes they went great, but other times, not so much. So I set about developing a way to remember and return to states of being in the same way that I remember and return to places in physical reality. In the physical world, I use landmarks to find my way. So I began and wondered, what are the landmarks when it comes to states of being? And it took me a little while to figure it out, but eventually I realized that our experience in space has three dimensions. We can go up and down, front to back, and side to side. And just like that, our experiences actually have three dimensions as well. So when it comes to life experience, those three dimensions are our thoughts, our physical senses, and our emotions. And just like our experience of space around us, we experience our thoughts, senses, and emotions over a period of time. So, with the three dimensions figured out, I wanted to set about learning how to memorize them. Now, thoughts were pretty easy. I mean, we memorize facts and figures all the time. All of you know that 2 plus 2 equals 4, and that the alphabet begins with A, B, C. Pretty straightforward stuff. And then bodily sensations, well, that's pretty similar too. I mean, we memorize the way that we move our body all the time. So maybe you were learning how to tie your shoes, or play a musical instrument, or you're practicing a golf swing. All of those things you repeat over and over again to memorize how it feels to move your body. And after a while, you can repeat them easily and without much effort, and yet they yield the results that you want time and time again. Now, emotions were a little bit more difficult to figure out until I realized that actors memorize different feelings so that they can recall them at will. If you're an actor and you need to cry for a certain scene, you have to be able to feel sad enough to produce those tears on demand. And sometimes you've got to do it over and over for multiple takes of the same scene. Now, I don't know, maybe this may seem obvious to you, but to me it was a revelation, because I pretty quickly I realized that I've been doing this for years without paying much attention to the fact that I've been doing so, which was actually not unlike taking a walk and not paying attention to the river or the mountain as I went by. So I want to just do a quick little exercise with you so you can see what I mean. To do this, I want you to think of a particularly strong memory that you have. And it could be pleasant or unpleasant, it doesn't matter. And I want to ask you to close your eyes, and I want you to return to that moment in your mind. Imagine that you've walked right back into that moment. Now start with the visual details and try to recall as many as you can. I want you to notice who you're with. Notice the setting around you. What do you see? Can you notice the ground beneath your feet? What's that like? Can you notice the quality of light? And can you tell which direction it's coming from? Now I want to add some sound. Is there a conversation going on? Maybe it's aloud. Maybe it's thoughts in your head. If so, try to recall the words if you can. But don't just think of the words. Imagine them being spoken again by you or the other person. Are there other sounds in the scene? Perhaps some background noises, like nearby conversation, or traffic, or the wind. Listen to them in your mind as more and more detail comes back to you. Now, most of us are fairly good with sound and images, but see if you can recall other senses as well. Maybe there were smells, or tastes, or bodily sensations in that experience. See if you can bring them back in your mind. And what about emotions? Was there a particular emotion involved in the experience that you're recalling? See if you can remember. But don't stop with a label like happy or sad or angry. See if you can recall how that actually felt inside your body. If you were happy, did you feel that joy leaping out? If you were sad, did you feel your body tightening and curling up? Did you have a facial expression? All right. You can open your eyes and come back now. Now, you may have been able to recall only some of the details, but even if you only got a few of them, it should be pretty clear that even without paying deliberately close attention to the three dimensions of your experience, you still manage to imprint them in your memory. And this is great news because it means that you're already a success at bookmarking before you even know how to do it. I mean, don't you just love it when things are that easy? And one of the things we like to do at Higher Self Guides is try to find ways where you already have success and build on it. And that's what we're doing today. So, like you now, I was halfway there, and I wanted a way to memorize these experiences as a composite so that I could bring them back at will. And that's when I had an epiphany while I was surfing the internet. I set a bookmark for a website, and I wanted to return to it, and then I suddenly realized, hey, I could do that with an experience. And so I came up with this process that I call bookmarking. And now let me tell you a little bit about how to create a bookmark for yourself in a more deliberate fashion than the memory that you just tried to recall. To create a bookmark, you want to break down the composite experience and focus on one dimension at a time. And you can do them in any order that you want, but I like to do them breath, and then bodily sensation, and then thought and emotion. I like to start with the breath because it helps to focus on the present moment. And this helps you to get oriented in time. And then next, I like to observe and memorize my bodily sensations because they're fairly straightforward to assess. The quality and content of your thoughts comes next because they reflect your current focus. And then emotions go last because they're reflective of your overall state. Now, to help to set these experiences into your memory, you want to take deliberate action. And that's why I came up with the idea of touching your finger to your forehead. And then you affirm to yourself what you're doing by taking a breath and saying, I remember. And it's these three deliberate elements, touching your forehead, taking a breath, and saying that you remember. These are what set up the bookmark. And you do this each time, like you're adding the ingredients to the overall composite experience. And then you take this overall snapshot of that composite so you can observe what it's like to have all of them together. And that's the equivalent of taking the picture of the sunset. And then you pick up an overall symbol for the composite experience. And I like to use numbers because they're really simple. But other people pick things that are meaningful to them. So my wife, Janet, collects cookie jars. So she might use a different cookie jar for each thing that she wants to bookmark. So you can pick any symbol that you want. And then when you've got it in mind, you take one more breath, think of the symbol, touch your forehead, and say, I remember. And that's it. You've set the bookmark. Now, to recall a bookmark, you can break the experience down and focus on one dimension at a time as well. So, when you want to recall it, the first thing that you can think to do is to recognize the state that you're in the moment. This is the one that you don't want to be in. And sometimes I forget to acknowledge it, but it's actually fairly important to do, because when you can acknowledge it, that's the first step to releasing the experience that you have. So you acknowledge what's there, and then you decide the experience that you want to have next. In this case, that would be relaxation. And then you release the old experience. And I usually do this silently to myself, but when you're getting started, if you like, you can say it out loud, or at least say the words to yourself internally to release whatever it is. And I think that this process of acknowledging and releasing the experience that you're currently having, it's sort of like pressing down on a diving board. It's that first step where you press downward, and then that springs and you jump up into the air, and that helps you get into that new state. And then when you're ready, you think of the new experience that you want to have and the symbol that you associated with it. And then you take a breath and you touch your forehead. And then I often imagine that I'm just drawing the experience out as I move my finger away from my forehead. And you tell yourself, I remember feeling relaxed, or whatever it is that you're trying to recall. And then you think of that composite experience that you've bookmarked, and it should start to come back. And yeah, it could be faint at first, and sometimes you'll get the whole composite all at once, and if it's not quite there, then you can recall each piece separately, and then you can recombine them. But the gist of it is to just be patient and to let the feeling of that experience return. And it gets a lot easier with practice. And that's what we're going to be doing here in just a moment. But first, I want to ask if anyone has any questions. So at this point, I'm going to take us off of silent mode so you can unmute yourselves. And then if you'd like to ask questions, that'd be great. But because this is our first Q&A session, I'd like to ask you to just ask the questions as they pertain to your ability to do the exercise. And then when we're done and we've done the exercise, then we'll have a more extended Q&A. All right, now everybody should be able to be heard.
Matthew, okay. I've got one.
Okay, please.
My question is, how many experiences have you bookmarked?
You know, I probably can't count that many. I use it all the time. It's really useful for full-on holistic experiences where I'm trying to just remember a moment, like when I'm holding my newborn daughter for the first time and I want to remember that moment. It's useful when I want to feel relaxed and I'm getting ready for public speaking. It's useful when I want to access my spirit guides. I use bookmarking in all aspects of my life, and I couldn't begin to think how many bookmarks I've set. It must be hundreds. Do we have more questions that will help you to understand the exercise?
When you say you pull out the experience with your fingers,
mm-hmm.
It's not like, I mean, are you literally seeing the vision go out with your fingers of what your bookmarking is?
It's a metaphor. For those of you who are Harry Potter fans, there's a scene where Harry Potter uses his magic wand, and he takes his wand to his head, and he pulls out the memories and pours them into a bowl so he can look at them. Mm-hmm. And drawing it out with your finger is a similar type metaphor. It's just an extra little visualization technique to help you to remember. It's that physical sensation of touching your forehead and pulling the finger away that adds a new element or a mnemonic to help bring that experience back. It's not necessary, but I try to make the technique as complete as possible. So to the extent that a kinesthetic movement can help in the remembering, that's why we add it in.
Thank you.
Once,
of course.
I have a question.
Please.
Once you bookmark a sensation, and you said you have hundreds of them, do you get to the point where you start forgetting some of the bookmarks that you have?
I get to the point where I am forgetting the symbols that were associated with the bookmark, and the experience itself becomes the symbol. And I suppose there are some that I haven't used in so long that I've probably forgotten that I've bookmarked it, but if I chose to remember it, it would still be there. It'd be like a file on your computer in a folder that you haven't accessed in a long time. It's still there waiting for you. You just have to think to go use it.
Then that's part of what my question is. Is it necessary to have a symbol?
It's not necessary to have a symbol, but what we try to do in these exercises is give you all of the tools and techniques to help you to master this skill as quickly and as readily as possible. So as we're practicing it today, I would encourage you to use all of the tools, and then as you become more familiar with it, make the practice your own as you go along. And I just want to go back to the question about remembering the bookmarks and the symbols. When you remembered that experience that I asked you to remember, it was there and you didn't have a bookmark for it. You just had to search around a little bit and it popped back up. So what the bookmark would do was help to bring it back more rapidly and in greater detail. But it's already a process that your brain is using. We're just bringing a new level of awareness to help you to achieve the things that you're trying to achieve. So I'm looking at the time here, and I want to make sure that we have time to get through the exercise. So I'm going to go ahead and put folks back on mute here in just a moment. But while you are getting ready, I want you to go ahead and get comfortable now. And then, so lay down, adjust yourselves in the chairs. And as you do that, I'm going to talk for just a little bit while you relax. And maybe you want to lay on the floor with a pillow and a blanket, or maybe you want to sit comfortably in your chair, whatever it is you'd like to feel comfortable. Mute the phone in just a moment. But while you're getting comfortable, I want to just tell you about this upcoming course that I'm going to be teaching on mastering your awareness. The three dimensions that we touch on during the bookmarking exercise are really just the tip of the iceberg of what we cover during our 8-week course. And each week we use PDF workbooks and email and conference call like this one to help you explore the different dimensions of your experience through daily exercises that help you to uncover the richness and the detail of your life that's all around you. And not only does this help you to be more present in the moment, but it also helps you to discover a deeper sense of your own identity. And it's this power of attention to the present moment that forms the foundation of all of our other Higher Self Guides workshops. And I know Irene's on the call, and she's taken the workshop before, so perhaps I can just ask Irene to just say a quick word or two about the benefits of the attention workshop. Irene, are you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
We can.
Okay. I did the workshop with Matthew earlier this year, and one of the best things I learned that was a revelation to me was that I have the ability and the tools within me to live my life with joy and contentment despite any experiences or hardships in relationships that I have with my friends or kids that I have in my life. Whereas before I used to ruminate and stress out about experiences, with the workshop, I learned that I can actually change that. You know, I didn't have to ruminate, I didn't have to worry, I didn't have to speak to anyone else about it and ask anyone else's advice. I could do that myself. And one of the things that was really invaluable was learning what Matthew calls still points. And for me, that was actually just, while I'm ruminating and stressing out, just pull myself together, focus on the present, still myself, calm myself down. And you know what? Whatever I was worrying about was in the background. So whatever was in the past is in the past. And I also got to say that, you know, the way Matthew teaches with the PDFs and the voice files, the PDFs were great. We could read them before the class. But we also got voice files, so for someone like me who likes listening to things and remember, that's how I remember, it was really great to get the voice files after the class. It's well worth it.
Well, thank you, Irene. And Irene talked about the still point, and we're actually going to be getting close to that today as we go through the guided relaxation exercise. And so we'll be working your awareness in that direction as we go along today. So now I'm going to put the phones back on mute, and then I'm going to begin a guided relaxation exercise. So we're going to do a little progressive relaxation, and then when you're relaxed, we're going to set bookmarks for the breath and your bodily sensations, your thoughts and your emotions, and then the overall bookmarking symbol will come last, and then you'll have set your bookmark. And then we'll gradually wake you back up, and then we'll work on recalling the bookmark. So go ahead, take a breath and get comfortable, and then we'll get started.